the Commonwealth Attorney for Nelson County. I want to first say that we continue to hope that Alexis will be found safe and returned to her family. Yesterday, with the arrest of Randy Allen Taylor, we made a significant step closer towards bringing her home. Taylor, age 48, of Thomas Nelson Highway, Lovingston, Virginia, was taken into custody Sunday afternoon without incident. He remains in jail without bond. At some point, there will be an advisement hearing at the Nelson County General District Court where Taylor will be advised of his right to have an attorney represent him. As of right now, I do not know when that will be. As the Commonwealth's attorney, I cannot get into the specific details concerning the arrest of Randy Taylor because I am ethically prohibited from making pretrial statements that could affect an eventual trial, which is why we're not going to be answering questions at this time. I am reminded once again of how close and tight-knit Nelson County is. This has been and continues to be a great example of multiple law enforcement agencies working together. I do want to mention several agencies, and I know that there's some that I'm going to forget, so I apologize in advance. But I want to thank Sheriff Brooks and Investigator William Mays of the Nelson County Sheriff's Office, the FBI, the Virginia State Police, Canine Alert Search and Rescue Dogs, and the many area businesses and churches who have prepared meals for everyone during this past week. As the investigation continues, we appreciate everyone's cooperation and support as we continue in the search for Alexis Murphy. I want to assure her family and the Nelson County community that we will keep looking as long as it takes to find her. And we continue to ask the public to keep calling in with tips and critical information, particularly if you know Randy Taylor or recognize him. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Jeff Mazanek, the special agent in charge of the FBI office in Richmond. Thank you for your attention to this important matter here this morning. I join Mr. Martin in expressing our desire that we find Alexis very soon. The FBI's role in this investigation has been one of bringing as many resources and expertise to this investigation as quickly as possible. A crime of this type has a significant impact on the community and the culture of Central Virginia and the region. This is an ongoing investigation, and we will continue following outstanding leads in order to answer remaining questions in this matter. We continue to seek information from anyone who may have seen anything of interest on the day of Alexis's disappearance on Saturday, August 3rd, or during the days between then and when her car was discovered in Charlottesville on Tuesday, August 6th. We are also looking for any information the public may have regarding suspect Randy Taylor prior to the disappearance of Alexis on August 3rd, and anything regarding his activities or involvements that might prove helpful to this investigation. We will be releasing a flyer with a picture of Taylor and his vehicle, a late model GMC Suburban-like truck with Virginia license plates. This information will be made available as soon as possible after this conference. Again, if the public has any information regarding Taylor, please call the Nelson County Sheriff's Office at 434-263-7050. I'd also like to thank the public in advance for any information that is provided. As you know, it is quite difficult to bring this type of case to resolution quickly and thoroughly, especially when time is of the essence and the area to be searched is so extensive and comprised of such challenging terrain. I know there is some speculation that this case may be connected to other similar disappearances or abductions in the region. We are certainly looking at all possibilities and information in this regard. However, we are not prepared to discuss this at the present time, and our focus here today is to bring attention to Alexis's disappearance. I would like to thank Anthony Martin, the Commonwealth Attorney, the Sheriff's Office here in Nelson County, and the Virginia State Police for their outstanding and thorough work in this matter thus far. I would like to particularly thank the investigative team for their extreme dedication and continued work on this case. And certainly, as Mr. Martin referenced, I'd like to thank the Nelson County community for their generous hospitality to us. At this time, I would like to introduce Alexis's mother, Laura Ann Murphy, who would like to say a few words.
I just want to say, if anyone know anything about Alexis, I want her to come home because today would have been her first day of school. I carried my youngest son to school this morning, but I didn't have my daughter to take. If anybody know anything, please, please, let us know. Please.
That's all we have for now. Thank you very much.
You can leave Alexis.